The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
We mentioned earlier rumours abound of Tom Cruise holidaying in County Kerry. Gerry O'Sullivan is presenter of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry. Gerry, any sightings?
None so far, Kieran, none so far. Everyone's been keeping their eyes out. I'm sure there's lots of professional paparazzi and amateur paparazzi hoping for a sighting of Tom Cruise. There was some rumour around the place last night that he was spotted in a pub in Killarney, but I don't think that has actually happened, because surely somebody would have snapped some sort of a picture over the last while, but it hasn't happened. Now, Tom Cruise has been in London. He's been working, filming Mission Impossible 8. He was actually videoed by a walker in the Lake District a couple of days ago, paragliding in a national park in the Lake District. So he hasn't been hiding himself. He was out at a show in London as well on the 2nd of August. So what got everyone abuzz here was the Celebrity Jets, or Celeb Jets Twitter handle, which tracks famous people's private planes, basically, taking off and landing. I've been having great crack on that. I can tell you that in the last 5 minutes, Steven Spielberg's Gulfstream G650 landed in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
So I know that's the type of jet that you normally like travelling in, Kieran.
Well,
$65 million, you know, insist on nothing less. But
well, I just, once you've done it once, Gerry, it's hard to slum it again afterwards, isn't it?
It's hard to go back, yeah. I understand what you're saying. But Tom Cruise landed yesterday. He took a short hop from Shannon Airport to Kerry Airport in Farran 4. It was 12 minutes in total, the flight. Don't ask me what the carbon emissions were or anything else like that. Some wags on Twitter suggesting the reason he flew is because he knows how hard it is to get through a day in rush hour traffic or in any traffic during the summer. So he said he'd hop over the estuary and land in there. So ever since, everyone's been keeping a close eye out. And of course, he has previous with the county 30 years ago now. Can you believe it? 30 years, 1992, since Far and Away, that classic of the genre with some very interesting Irish accents. Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman and Ron Howard, and himself and Nicole spent about 6 to 8 weeks filming in West Kerry as part of that movie. So who knows, maybe he's gone back west to retrace his footprints, and he might turn up in Dick Mack's pub in Dingle at some stage over the weekend. Oh, it could, of course, just be his plane. Could be someone in his family, some friend who's borrowing it off him. But the assumption would be, given that he's been in London for so long over the last while, that it may well be him.
I mean, I assume it's at those tourist spots that people are keeping an eye out. Is it maybe down around the Skelligs? You mentioned Dick Mack's, maybe in the National Park.
Yes.
Maybe he's in one of the Healy Rays. Maybe he's buying a pint of milk off Michael or a pint of plane off Danny.
You never know. You never know. Anything is possible with him. He could be on his way to Kenmare. He could be on his way down to South Kerry looking Star Wars, Skellig Michael, checking that one out. See, there's any number of, I suppose, five-star hotels in Kerry. There's any number of celebrity kind of bolt holes. And in some places in Kerry, I mean, Kylie Jenner could walk in and people wouldn't bat an eyelid. They say, the woman's on holiday, leave her alone, she's grand. Though I think if Tom Cruise did walk in somewhere, given his fame at the moment, given how high he's been riding in the box office with Top Gun Maverick and the status he has above all others at the moment, like I last counted the billions that Top Gun has made at the box office and all that, I think he would create a stir, even in the place where they'd be more used to than most seeing celebrities or famous people over the last while. So I think if he does race, he said, anywhere or is spotted, we'll be hearing about it straight away, I'd imagine, given the stature of the man or the fame of the man.
All right.
So he did a number of years ago when he was filming Far and Away. He had a bit of an incident in the Lough Bridge Bar. It's halfway between Kenmare and Kilgarvan on the R569. He went in, apparently with Nicole Kidman. The story goes that there was nobody behind the bar. The bartender was out the back, and he was, I don't know, was he looking for a cigarette or something, or was he looking for some ice for his drink? And he reached in over the counter to get it. And one of the locals, not having a clue, or perhaps maybe not caring who he was, squared up to him and said, "Hey, what are you up?" He almost threatened to punch his lights out for trying to steal something behind the bar. So maybe he's on a pilgrimage back to that direction to try and make amends or something.
Wow.
Who knows? But you know,
I tell you, the man
surely he'd be recognised this day and age.
The man I want to speak to is the man who squared up to Tom Cruise in that bar halfway between Kenmare and Kilgarvan. Gerry, listen, thanks a million. We might touch base again if there are any more reported sightings of Tom Cruise in and around Kerry. I mentioned the story earlier. Lots of people were getting in touch with their own versions of not so much celebrity spotting, but random celebrity encounters. And Ger Kennedy is the owner of the Moorings Hotel in Kerry. Ger, you're no stranger to celebrities there, is that right?
No, Kieran, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, good, yeah. No, Tom Cruise is here beside me. Do you want to talk to him?
Oh, yeah. Well, stick him on there. Stick him on there, Ger. He's not dead. Be careful now. He might try and rob a cigarette or some ice off you from behind the bar.
Yeah. Anyway, no, I wish. But, yeah, we have, as you know, I suppose we've gone through the Star Wars and Mark Hamill and Daisy Ridley and, I suppose, J.J. Abrams and a few more like that were there through the filming, you know. So yeah, it was. We've had a good few over the years visiting us.
And did you know who they were when they checked in, or how did it come about they checking in?
No, funnily enough, we didn't. I suppose 2014 they would have the Irish Film Board and Lucasfilms would have come and kind of sussed out the place for the actors and for the filming, you know. And then they would have come in August, so it would be actually August weekend, you know. So they were there for about 6 weeks, and it would. I've been very busy. So we didn't really know them, you know, because me, myself, I didn't have much interest in Star Wars, you know. And they were around the place all the time, in and out of the bar, and people just didn't take any notice of them, really. Like, we just knew they were filming, and that was it. And, you know, and I think they found that. I was talking to Master, to Mark Hamill. He was inside the bar one night, actually filling a pint of Guinness, you know,
yeah,
with a few of the locals, you know. And I think somebody took a video of it, and of course it went viral. Like, but I was talking to Master, and he said, like, you know, it's the night of the rap party, actually. And he said, look, he said, we came here, and we realized after about a week that the people around here had no clue who we were, and really weren't that interested. And they fitted in, and he said it was easy. It was that easy. There was no media or nothing, you know.
And what were, I suppose this is the question a lot of people would ask you, but what were they like? Were they kind of your introverted Hollywood actor, or were they just perfectly pleasant people? What was your own view?
They were, well, do you know what I noticed is like, I suppose we were asked to put on a few bits in the bar, a bit of Irish music and things, you know. And all I noticed is that, I suppose when they would have come in first, they were very wary. But I'd say after about one or two nights, they just relaxed. And funnily enough, Mark Hamill would have been out dancing, shoe the donkey and all that with the young ones, you know. And his wife and his two children would have been there at the time. And they just got into it, like, and they get involved with the locals, and that was it.
Wow, well, listen, it's a great story, to be able to tell. Ger Owen McQuayle is with us as well. He is the owner of Some Neck Guitars, the other side of the country, not far from News Talk Studios in Dublin City Centre. Owen, who had you through the doors recently?
Hey, Kieran. Yeah, we had Slash from Guns N' Roses in there about 4 weeks ago.
So Slash from Guns N' Roses was in Some Neck Guitars in Dublin. How did that come about? Was it just a random visit?
No, we had something that we were selling, and he had got in contact with us, I'd say 3 or 4 weeks before they were due to play here. And he bought it off us. So we had a few conversations, and then he said he'd just drop into the shop and pick it up instead of sending somebody else in for it.
So how did that happen? Was it kind of a handler from Slash reaches out to somebody in the store?
No, it was him himself. He emailed me himself, and then we were having a few email conversations, you know, and I knew, obviously, I'd gotten to the point where I knew it was Slash. He'd obviously had a different email address.
I was going to ask, like, does he sign off his email Slash?
No, he's actually his own name, like, as in Saul Hudson. So I kind of figured out who it was fairly quickly, and, you know, we struck up a conversation, and then he said, look, can I get your phone number, and I'll give you a call. So I was just one evening, then I was sitting in the Grave Diggers and having a beer with my wife, and I just got a phone call from him saying, look, we're going to be in town next week. I'd like to come in and pick up the guitar personally and stuff. So it just went from there, you know.
That's gas. I mean, what was the reaction from people in the Grave Diggers? Used to be my local pub when I was living in Dublin. when you hung up the phone and said, oh, that was Slash from Guns N' Roses.
In fairness, I didn't make a big deal out of it in the pub, you know. But very sound guy. Just normal, just very, very normal.
And was there a point at which when you knew it was real? I assumed at first you must have thought, ah, hold on, someone's having me on here.
No.
Really?
No, because, you know, we've had quite a few people in over the years. So, you know, when somebody's talking to you and they know what they're talking about and they want to buy something off you, they're kind of fairly upfront about it. So, you know, it was a case of, I'll be in Dublin, you know, this is the date. And, you know, I kind of sussed, I really did kind of, it was just kind of, I had them sussed who it was fairly quickly. So you kind of know whether you're getting your leg pulled or not, you know.
And tell me, the same question I asked, Ger, I kind of imagine if I think of Slash, I think of him in kind of leather chaps and kind of a leather jacket, no shirt underneath and the top hat and a cigarette. What was he like when he came in?
He didn't have the top hat on, but he was everything else but that. He smoked anymore either, but he was every bit rock and roll as you would expect.
Ah, brilliant.
Really, and a really good guy, I have to say.
Oh, well, that's great to hear as well. It's a great story, Owen, as well, to tell people. And thanks a million for sharing it with us. Owen McQuayle is the owner of Sumneck Guitars in Dublin 8. We also spoke to Ger Kennedy from the Moorings Hotel in Kerry and Jerry O'Sullivan, presenter, of course, of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry, who is on the lookout, along with everybody else in the kingdom, for Tom Cruise. 53106, the text number, if you happen to see him. Just in case anyone is interested in the emissions of Tom Cruise flying from Shannon to Kerry Airport, one listener, Stan, has done the maths. 64 gallons, 241 litres of fuel, 428 pounds or 194 kg of jet fuel is what was used. The cost, $429 is the cost of the fuel and 0.6733 tonnes of CO2 emissions. So Jerry was wondering what might be the carbon impact, the carbon footprint of flying such a short distance, 12 minutes in the air between Shannon and Kerry. 0.6733 tonnes of carbon emitted. Stan, thank you for doing the maths for us. Like I say, 53106, the text number. After the break, the Bank of England projects Britain will go into recession and it will last a full year.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.